This is CliffCentral.com.
Welcome to the show. It's Franklin speaking. 1 hour of this. Jeez, I've missed you, Rory. I missed you.
As you've already heard, I've introduced myself today.
Can we just talk a little bit? Firstly, dumela.
Ache.
Legay.
Roten legay.
Angite. Can we just talk quickly about something that happened last week?
Tell me.
That I was disappointed. You know, like.
Tell me.
You know that even when I'm not here, I'm listening.
Yes.
And I think you called me a Gucci activist.
A Gucci activist?
I don't even know what that is, but I'd like you to define what
me?
That is, please. Yes, you.
And I plead the fifth.
I don't even play it back. Really,
I plead the fifth. I don't know what you're talking about. I plead the fifth.
You can't do that.
I know nothing.
No, don't do that.
I plead the fifth.
How are you, my friend?
Strong, like Mother Russia.
Yeah?
Yes.
So you were by yourself last week.
I was by myself. I missed you.
Yeah?
Yes.
Did you get out of that show what you wanted?
No. Look, hey, you know, it was an interesting discussion.
That guy was weak. You should have killed him.
SABC. That's not a nice thing to say about, I guess.
You should have nailed him to the floor.
That's not a nice thing to say about, I guess.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. Can we get on with it?
We can now. Frankly speaking, 1 hour of telling it like it is, speaking your mind, speaking the truth to dialogues that we should be having in South Africa that we're probably not. Mm. Today we've got a very interesting one.
A very interesting one. How do we start it? Last year, the CEO sleepout was introduced in South Africa. Mm-hmm. 26 million rand was raised through that initiative. If you don't know what the CEO sleepout is, it's an initiative where CEOs, well, it's called a sympathy sleepout now, right?
So are they
two different things. Uh-huh. Educate me, master.
So the CEO sleepout is... a whole bunch of top CEOs paying in between 100 and 200,000 rand to the CEO sleepout organization, which then goes to a fund, which then funds a whole bunch of organizations. So last year it was Boys and Girls Town. This year it's Columba Leadership Trust, Steve Biko Foundation, and I think one other. And the idea is that the CEOs sleep out on the street in the middle of winter for one night and pay their money to do so.
Yeah. And they raised 26 million rand.
Last year they raised 26 million rand. I think they're wanting to raise in between 26 and 40 million rand this year. And the sympathy sleep out is then to sympathize with those CEOs. You then get your businesses, employees
you
who have want nothing to do with this, have to
that?
Now sleep out.
You're so mischievous. I don't know what's wrong with you. So today we ask, frankly speaking, why are you hating on CEO sleep out? There's been a lot of criticism around the CEO sleep out, and I think it's worth just exploring what is the criticism. And why is there criticism against it? I mean, 26 million is probably the biggest fundraising effort
in a single event. Yeah.
In a single event in South Africa. So it looks like there's a lot of good on the surface. It would be good to understand what the critique is and how and what alternatives those who are critiquing would suggest.
Mm-mm-mm. We're going to be speaking to Brett Lindekue. He is Brent Lindekue. I apologize. He is the ambassador for the CEO Sleepout. He's been doing a lot of work. He's actually got a show here in Cliff Central as well called. Called something,
the
good stuff. That's it. Yeah, where he talks about good things because you know, and positive news in South Africa because far too often we hear about negative news.
That's what we were talking about last week.
What's that? The negative news.
Yeah, Cloudy is doing the good thing. Sunshine news.
He's doing the good stuff.
Sunshine news. Yes.
So we're going to be speaking to him as well, finding out a little bit about you know, his thoughts. He's obviously endorsed this wholeheartedly, and it'd be very interesting to hear why he's endorsed it, why he thinks it's a good thing. And then we're going to hear from some people who think it's not such a good thing, criticizing it. And I suppose, Rory, what it comes down to is this idea of, does the means justify the ends?
Do the end justify the means?
And that
I
is
think.
Why Proverbs was never a good thing in my Does the ends justify the means?
Yes.
Yes, that's it. Does the means. It's a long, long morning here. Because raising money, as you said, is an important thing.
Mm.
and getting consciousness from these CEOs in a way that they've never had before supposedly would be a good thing.
Mm.
But doing it in this way makes us question whether it's worth it.
How are you coming into this conversation?
So I'm coming into this conversation uncomfortable.
Mm.
I think that the CEO sleep out has always made me uncomfortable. The sympathy sleep outs always has made me uncomfortable. And the only way I can explain it is if I talk about it like in an onion ring, right? So if you zoom out on the most broad level, what's happening here? We've got a fundraiser event where a whole bunch of people are raising funds for a specific charity. Is that a problem? I mean, you could probably put a for and against column or against that, you know? But do I have a problem with that? Probably not. Okay? Because there's a number of fundraising events. You know, in your life, I'm sure you've been to parties where they're like, this money is going somewhere and you have no idea where it's going, but you want to have a good time, so you just put your money in, right? Zoom in a little bit. And we've got a situation where we've got this fundraising event being an event where you act like you're homeless for a night, right? But you don't really act like you're homeless, because homeless people don't have nice sleeping bags, warm coffee, guest artists, you know, fires, and a whole bunch, you know, nicely sponsored soup, a whole bunch of security, cordoned off areas, and the likes. Mm. So there's something wrong with that, that I feel. And then zoom in a little bit more, and we realize that the money that they're raising is not to empathize or sympathize with homeless. It's actually going to a completely different cause. Mm. So it's like having a wheelchair race and then putting that money into blind people.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's almost making a mockery of it. And that's how I feel. And I think that's the crux for me, at least.
It's a very interesting point of departure. I'm coming in a bit indifferent to this conversation.
I can feel this.
Yeah,
why are you indifferent to this?
Hey,
I thought you'd be with this.
Yeah, you're raising money.
This is like white tip Mandela
it's always,
Day.
No, it's always so. The CEO question is, what am I doing? What am I doing?
What are you
doing? Let me produce my 26 million rand, and then let's have a conversation, right?
So it's about money.
No, it's like, well, it's a fundraising effort. Whether how they do it, look, I've got there's some questions. There's some questions, but I don't think that it is universally a wrong thing.
Yeah.
And so the big thing is, okay, could there be changes here and there? You know, why the theater? Why are we putting on a show? Why don't you just go and sit in the office with whoever?
Why talk about
it? You know, well, but they're saying they're trying to create awareness about homelessness. Then we can ask the question, is your awareness raising around homelessness effective?
Mm.
All I've heard in the media is talk about CEO sleep out. I haven't heard as much about the cause that they are raising. So the brand of CEO sleep out is more famous than the initiative for which they're trying to raise money for, you know? So those are the types of questions that I have, but, again, I don't know. It's they're raising more money than anyone else is raising. Is that a bad thing? I don't think so.
You see, here's the issue, and I think specifically in South Africa, it's amplified because I definitely feel this. In South Africa, I think we've got to a point where we find that value equates money. So, i.e., I can give up my compassion by donating money and get out of anything that is, you know, anything that is true and real in South Africa by simply putting a check to it. And I have a deep fundamental problem with that, because we're not understanding. We're not. The biggest issues that we've had in this country, according to Andrew, which is not the truth, is we didn't see humans as humans. That's been our biggest issue.
Mm.
We didn't see people as people. And so just simply made a situation where we didn't see them and we then ignored them.
Yeah.
And we're doing the same thing here with money. Money is just simply a situation of we're giving money and therefore we can disappear the humanity aspects of it.
Okay. Well, look, let's get Brent in, because like I say, I'm coming in indifferent, so I can be persuaded on this. So I'm keen to hear what Brent has to say. the minister.
He's the good stuff.
The minister of sunshine news at Cliff Central. Sunshine,
yeah. Our own Sladi Motsoneng. Here we are. Hello, Sladi. How are you, sir?
I'm just catching my breath. I actually got stuck in traffic. It was an absolute nightmare. I don't know how you guys wake up so early.
How do you turn that around into good stuff?
I got to listen to really good music, yeah, which is pretty cool.
There's always a silver
lining. Yeah, I got to listen to really good music. I do like a dance off in my car because I feel that everybody's so involved in their phones, right, that they're not even looking around.
Yeah,
so
I see.
Me and my car, we had a great dance off. If anybody wants an amazing track, I'll do a punt. Maggie Rogers, Alaska is.
Was that the song this morning?
Oh my God.
So you know what, Brent, like, I listened to your show yesterday, and I must say, one of the most fantastic things is your music lineup is excellent. So you must listen to the good stuff, not only for good news, but for good music.
Thanks,
as well.
Man.
So well done. Well done on,
man,
that.
Kudos. Sir. Thank you.
All right, let's get into the CEO Sleepout. Listen, if you have views on the CEO Sleepout, we'd love to hear from you. Hit us up on Twitter at Rory Shabalala or at Yebo_Levy. You can also hit us up on WeChat at cliffcentral.com. What do you think about the CEO Sleepout? Is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Are you indifferent like Rory? Brent, you are not indifferent. You are very for the CEO Sleepout.
100%.
100%. Talk us through it. What made you get involved?
Okay, so, I mean, the way that you're setting it up, it's 100%. It's controversial. And there's a lot of people that sort of feel that it's maybe not the greatest thing because it's a bunch of CEOs that are going on a bridge and it's for one night and it's not really bringing homelessness to the forefront. Mm. But the reality is that it actually does. So I've, through the last 10 weeks, I've got to interview a lot of different CEOs, mm-hmm, and they all say the same thing, that it raises so much awareness. Forget the money. So they're looking to raise like 40 million rand in one night, mm-hmm, which is insane,
yeah,
that amount of money.
Yeah.
But it's more so about the conversations that happen between these people that are all stuck in this one space, mm, for one evening and sort of talking about how we better our country and change things to make it better. And they take that back into their corporations. They're all big CEOs. It's mad, the people that are involved in this. And when Cliff Central sort of got the call and were asked if they would like to get involved, Rena, the station manager, took me aside and she said, what do you think? As the good stuff guy, would you like to take this on? And I said 100,000% yes. Mm. Because it does something which, as South Africans, we need. We have so much poverty in South Africa, mm-hmm, and there is so much homelessness, mm, that we become numb to what's in front of us. Mm. Every day when you're driving around in your car and you see homeless people on the streets, you almost look past them.
Yeah.
You can't help everybody. So it's incredibly difficult. And there are a lot of homeless people in South Africa. Short and sweet, I'm sort of doing the long way around. It raises awareness about a massive problem that we have in South Africa and the world over.
Brent, let's talk awareness. So we're going to be having people who are going to call in. We're going to get them to share their views on it. But this awareness, what's the so what behind the awareness? What then gets done with the awareness? We've heard, for example, that the money is going into Kalamba, which is not a homeless. Its focus, as far as I remember, is not homelessness. The Steve Biko Foundation's focus is not homelessness. So, what does the awareness then create? Well, what comes out of it?
So, the money that they're hoping to raise, which is 40 million rand, is going to be going into different pillars of education. Educational charities. Mm. And the thinking behind that is, if we are able, it sounds so cliche, but children are the future. Mm, mm. And if we're able to take that and assist disadvantaged schools, to assist kids that might not have the privilege to education that other people do in South Africa, then hopefully that'll create a better tomorrow for South Africa. Mm. And hopefully that will work towards ending homelessness in the long run. So they're thinking sort of long run. Where to go. When it comes to homelessness itself, a couple of weeks ago, there's so many different pillars to the CEO Sleepout that it might get a little bit confusing. But a couple of weeks ago, they launched a book with Debbie, I'm going to forget her surname. Goodness gracious. Debbie, yeah, I saw her last night. Mm-hmm. How terrible. And the book
You're a bad person.
The book that they launched, the name of the book is Empathy, which is That's 2016's buzzword, isn't it? All the corporates are all about empathy, and advertising is all about empathy. But the book is called Empathy.
Yeah.
And what Debbie did is she spent, it was about 3 years with the Salvation Army, taking photos of different people in bad circumstances in South Africa, sort of homeless people. There's about 100 people in that book, and she's a great photographer. So that is her... It's what she does. Mm. Her photos are absolutely amazing. The stories that go with the photos were written exactly raw and edited in the words of homelessness people in South Africa. So that's one of the pillars. They sold that book. All the profits go back to different organizations, Salvation Army, people that are doing things for homelessness.
Yeah.
When it comes to the bridge and on the night of the CEO sleep out, on the bridge itself, I can't give too much information away because I'm worried that CEOs are listening, and there's a couple of surprises that are going to be jumping out.
Yeah.
But when you arrive at the bridge, you get an e-wallet that gets put onto your phone. Mm-hmm. And that e-wallet gives you a certain amount of credits. Mm-hmm. And those credits can be used to buy coffee or to buy like a sleeping bag to sleep with that night. Sleeping bags are not sleeping bags. They're made out of newspaper. A bunch of schools have been making them over the past couple of weeks.
Wow.
So you can buy your sleeping bag. You can get coffee. You can get soup. What they've asked in each CEO and the students that will be sleeping on the bridge, they've asked them to bring different items. So like it's books. There's extra clothing. There's blankets. And when you're on the bridge on the evening, in order to earn credits, your little e-wallet has got nothing in it. Mm. So when you get it, you have to earn money to be able to buy these goods so that you can survive on the bridge.
Yeah.
And all of those things are going to get given the next morning back to a homeless charity shop. So they're opening up a free shop for all the homeless people in Johannesburg, and they'll be able to get free clothing. We're going to be making sandwiches the whole night on the bridge. So they're trying to create this sustainable little thing where we give back. Everything that gets used on the bridge gets given back to homelessness in South Africa.
Brent, I want to just dig into this theory of change, right? That if we raise a whole bunch of money and we feed it into education, we're somehow going to end homelessness. But as I understand the simplified version of the theory of change here. Now, homelessness is driven by a range of factors, and a lot of them have nothing to do with education. So what exactly, give us a bit more of the underlying thinking. Surely this was more than just like an awareness-raising exercise. This has to have like a deeper...
Oh, no, 100%,
deeper,
right?
Thought behind it, yeah.
So I mean, that's what Ali Gregg, who is the philanthropist who put CEO Sleep Out together in South Africa. That's what she believes, that education is the key to making a difference, and it's the tool that can be used to make a difference in South Africa.
Do you agree with her that it will end homelessness?
No, not at all. Okay. It's a nice thought. Mm. And the idea behind it, I mean, it comes from a nice place. Mm. Homelessness is massive. Mm. Poverty in South Africa is massive. Mm. Our country, I think the stats at the moment are the real stats, because we get Stats SA, which are never spot on. Mm. The real stats are 21% of South Africans do not eat every day.
Wow.
21% of our population do not eat every day. Why do I know that? Mm. Because I'm a part of CEO Sleep Out and I've been made aware of it.
Okay.
So if I have been made aware of it and I'm able to use platforms to make other people aware of it, well, then maybe we can start making a difference. The education side is a lovely idea, and maybe in 18 years' time, when this 40 million rand has been put to good use and put a lot of people into good schooling or given them the education that they need to make a difference, hopefully when they're a little bit older, they'll be able to turn around and make a difference. It's a long-term plan. It's not going to happen tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear from some people out there. Walter Pike is on the line. He's been holding for a little bit. Walter, thank you for joining us. Good morning to you. Your thoughts on the CEO Sleep Out?
Yeah. Thanks for having me on. I actually think it's misguided. It's a mockery of homelessness. It brings highly paid CEOs into a really protected environment. It's almost like blackface. I mean, if you think about the causes for homelessness and the causes for poverty in South Africa, I cannot see any way that having these CEOs sleeping on the bridge in sponsored sleeping bags makes a difference. And we had IMF deputy governor Lipton talking about this just I mean, not about the CEO sleep out, but about this concept the other day. And the real cause of why people are homeless is because most of the people in our country are locked out of the economy. We've got to start looking at ways of getting people into the economy, not some publicity stunt that makes CEOs and feel good.
Walter, do the ends not justify the means, though? It doesn't matter how they're doing it. They're certainly raising money, and that money is going to worthy causes. What's so wrong with that?
Well, because I think it's a mockery. I think it's a mockery of homeless people. I think that it's important. I mean, it's good to raise money, but are they making change? This is a sort of savior mentality. We'll go and get some money. We'll do a little bit of good for one evening. We'll hand this back to some people in the community, affect a few people. But actually, is it doing anything to actually changing the fundamental structures of our society, the fundamental structures of our economy, so that we move to have less homeless people, that we have less, you know, that 21% of people that don't eat every day become 18, 10, 5, 2, 3, 0, you know, I mean,
but
that,
Walter,
that's what we should be aiming to.
Walter, one might argue that that is the changing of power structures is a long-term objective. In the medium term, we've got people that still need to eat. We've got organizations that are on the ground that are doing something. And certainly all the help that can be had should be provided. What again is then wrong with us in the short to medium term providing this relief while we figure out how to transform the power structures in the long term?
I mean, there is nothing wrong with giving people relief and helping them helping people out. There's nothing wrong with that at all. But tell me about the programs that are part of this that are part of trying to change the power structure, because this has been going on for a few years, so therefore those discussions should have been happening as well.
So I mean, Hazard, it's Brencher. I think there's two things that I want to focus on, and the first is, if you understand the history of where the CEO sleep out comes from, then you'll understand that it was never about trying to mock homelessness or sleep on a bridge or sleep in an open space to try and replicates what it's like to be homeless. If you look back 10 years to where the CEO sleep out came from and how they're doing it all around the world, it came from an Australian guy who had decided that he was sick and tired of going to gala dinners and handing over money. So his kids in Australia had been doing sleep outs at their school, and he decided that it could be fun for a bunch of CEOs to get together and have a night out. And it was never really about homelessness. I think in South Africa, we've put it into that box because of what we have and the problem that we have in our society. So I think if we remove it from that, you'll understand that it is another way of raising money. The other side of that is they're raising 40 million rand in one night. It is the biggest charity known to the African continent, and it's CEOs that are giving up their money to give back to this problem. So I think that's the answer to the question. They're working together to try and make a difference.
Brent, does it need all of this theater and performance? If we just visited these CEOs in their offices, you and I, and said, listen, we've got a problem, can you sign a check? What difference would it, why does there need to be all of this theater and fanfare around it?
Because that's the world we live in. It's 2016. Mm-hmm. And if we're not sleeping on a bridge, if it's not getting put all over the media, then who's going to know about it and who's going to care?
Yeah.
In 2016, there's a huge problem. It's a challenge that the world faces, and it's called slacktivism. Mm. It's where you can sit on your social media, on your Twitter, and you can make a hashtag trend, but does that make a change in anything?
Mm. So then what you said earlier isn't really true. It's not about raising awareness for homeless people. It's about raising the profile of these CEOs, because, as you just said, they wouldn't do a damn thing if it was about raising awareness for
homelessness. I think they do. So don't negate the fact that throughout the year they've got their CSI projects and they're handing money over and changing lives. They do that quietly under the radar that nobody knows.
The companies do. Yeah, not the CEOs. I mean,
look, I own a company, and when I hand over money, I still feel like it's mine. So it's you're still doing something towards a better cause. The awareness that it raises, it would raise the profile of a CEO, yes, and it will put the corporate in a light, but more so, it's in the media, so people are talking about it. If you see the news reports, if you see people and sort of what they're chatting about mm-hmm. when it comes to the CEO sleep out, I certainly on goodthingsguy.com have not highlighted one CEO. I haven't gone, hey, look, Absa have signed up. I'm rather talking about the cause, the fact that they're raising money and the beneficiaries that will receive that money.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's hear from another person, Damien. Apparently he was moved, so I suppose there was a bit of activism there, moved to do something because he thought that the CEO sleepout was... a crock of something. I think we've lost him for some reason. So we'll speak to Damien now. He is sleeping with homeless people on Thursday night. Damien, can you hear us now?
Yeah, can hear you guys.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good in you, man.
All right. So your point of departure. Why are you doing what you're doing, and what are you doing?
What I'm doing is that, like, when I signed up with the CEO sleepout, it's simply different.
Yes.
I had a really cool idea. So what I wanted to do was to bring like people together in a different way. So what I've like organized now, that's actually also happening tomorrow night. So if anyone wants to go and help, we're doing blanket drives at a lot of different music venues across South Africa, Georgia. We're going to have blanket drives at Rumors Lounge Bar, that's in, I think it's Delta Theater and Park. Sundown is in Alberton. Good Luck Bar, that's there somewhere. It's here by Newtown. And there's also some other places that have also signed up and said that they wouldn't be part of it. I made an event for it called Feed the Worthy. Everyone can find it on Facebook. Other than that, I'm also going to, tomorrow night, I'm going to be going to sleep at an actual homeless shelter to see what it's like, to see what happens in the place. Because I heard it's quite horrendous, like people's shoes getting stolen and all that kind of stuff.
Damien. So, yeah. Just to help us, so you sound like you're doing a lot. I'm curious to hear, is this in opposition to the CEO sleepout, or are you complimenting the CEO sleepout? What's the point of, why are you doing this instead of supporting the CEO sleepout?
Because, well, like, while the CEOs are all sleeping on their bridges in a nice, comfortable sleeping bag with food and hot chocolate and Wi-Fi, there's people who are actually on the street that are suffering. So it's not exactly in opposition. It's also, like, in collaboration, because I do think that it is a good initiative. I just think that it needs to be more broad. You know, the spectrum needs to be wider. Like, there are so many, like, community projects around town that are really, like, working towards helping these homeless people. And also, like, in an education, like me as myself being an educator, see how important it is. But that also comes down to the common person. It also comes down to sharing, like, just with people, because, you know, you have no idea how much, like, just a simple hello and a smile can do for someone.
Brent, from what Damien is saying, this is just to make the circle bigger. There's also sympathy sleep out that I've heard of.
Yeah,
so
well,
can you... help us understand.
That's exactly, I know Damien's story, and it's exactly what he's doing. It's called the Sympathy Sleepout, and the whole concept is that you can then join the sleepout. It's 800 Rand to register, and that 800 Rand goes into the pool of the 40 million that's going to be handed over. And the concept behind that is to sleep wherever you are in the country, and to create this awareness within your own circles. So with
awareness of what?
Awareness of homelessness. So like what Damien's doing. Damien's going to do a blanket drive mm-hmm. in the evening, and he's actually going to go sleep at a homeless shelter for the evening. And he's going to use his social media to go, this is how people are living in South Africa. You know, speak to them, get a couple of interviews, and then feed that back to his own platform.
So what other, you know, what other things of initiatives have you heard of?
So there's a guy, he's part of a student organization that runs all the apartments in Braamfontein, mm-hmm. the South Point area. Mm-hmm. And he's got a park inside Johannesburg, which I'm going to be visiting tomorrow night. So I'm leaving the bridge to go to all these different little associations and sort of what they're doing. And he's put together a sleep out for 200 homeless people that will come to that space. They'll get real sleeping bags that they'll be sleeping with, which they can keep. There'll be a soup kitchen for them on the evening, so they'll be feeding them as well. And there'll be a whole bunch of poetry readings and sort of just... interviews and speaking to them and getting to know. And again, he's using his platform. He's got like 50,000 followers on Twitter, and he's going to be using that to speak about these people's stories, about these people that live right next door to us in South Africa.
So why aren't the CEOs going there?
It's a good question, and I guess it's because they're CEOs.
And I'm sorry that I'm pushing all these questions to you, because I know that it's not your
fault. I'm just the ambassador from Club Central.
You're just the good guy there. But isn't that the point? Is that there is no engagement, real engagement, with anything to do with homelessness other than sleeping on the street. It's like a camp out. It's a exactly what you said about the Australian guy.
But
it's a glorified camp out.
That's where it comes from, Ross.
And the point is, we are hiding it in this idea that we're trying to understand what homeless people feel like. Bullshit.
But we're not trying to find out what homeless people are like.
Andy Preston, the founder, founded this thing on the camp out principle. If you actually read the history of it, it's not. It wasn't about we're gonna feel like
in South Africa.
Yeah,
we're calling it the CEO sleep out. We're talking about homelessness all the time.
Yeah,
the CEOs are now creating awareness for homelessness.
But are they not?
No.
Why?
They don't interact with one homeless person.
So here's the question that I have. Right, if we're solving for awareness, we're not solving for the horrible experience of a CEO. We're solving for awareness. Does it matter how we create that awareness? It's not so. Even if I go and sleep on a bridge and I feel the pain and whatever, that does not create awareness. It certainly changes my experience, but it doesn't. The awareness is actually in all of this theater. That's what I'm understanding, Brent.
So I'll say that society's interpretation of what the CEO sleep out is their own interpretation. Mm. Nowhere did they ever go, we're going to replicate homelessness by sleeping on a bridge. That's your interpretation of what is happening
on the bridge. It's not. They're not doing that.
They're not sleeping on the bridge to replicate homelessness. They're not going, let's sleep out so we can feel like what it feels like to be homeless. The whole concept of it came from, and it still is, I met the founder last night.
Okay.
And it comes from camping out. If they had have taken 160,000 rand per CEO and gone to a gala dinner for free and for nothing, you wouldn't be speaking about it right now on your show. And your show right now is raising that little bit of awareness. It's creating a conversation around it and going, okay, so...
But it's in a negative way.
So screw the 40 million then. Remove the 40 million out of the situation.
Okay.
Remove it all.
Yeah.
We wouldn't be talking about it right now.
Yeah, great.
And then we wouldn't be trying to find solutions to ending homelessness as a society, which means the conversation wouldn't have been
but
created.
But we're not trying to find out ways to end homelessness.
No, are you not?
No, we're not. This is the problem. This is the whole issue with this whole thing, is that we're actually not trying to find ways to end homelessness. And that's where this becomes difficult.
But I don't understand it. And this is where I'm confused by this. This is an event as part of a broader mission. So yes, the event itself doesn't necessarily focus on that, but it enables organizations like the Steve Biko Foundation to begin to do the work. I'm confused by the
let's hear from some other people.
Yeah.
Let's not just have my voice versus everyone else's.
You're so paint yourself a victim.
Leslie, good morning to you.
Morning.
How are you doing?
Yes. Good. These guys are hectic in the studio.
we haven't even got warmed up yet. Leslie. We haven't got warmed up. Leslie, tell us about your thoughts. You work down in Braamfontein where this is all going down. What are your thoughts about the CEO sleep out and why?
I may contradict myself, but listen to my train of thinking. So
that's great, Leslie.
Hand,
good start. Good start there.
You can't negate the fact that it's a lot of money being raised for good stuff. You know, like, I work with some of those organizations. They're doing amazing work. But I think we need to call it what it is. I think throughout the campaign, there's been a blurring, or at least this year, it seems like there's a blurring between empathy and sympathy. The thing is, if you're going to be empathetic, it requires a full immersion. It requires engagement. It requires a holistic approach to homelessness. So the fact that the sleep out is protected and removed from people who experience it on a daily basis doesn't mean true empathy. So it's a great fundraiser, let's call it that, or let's call it having sympathy, but that is not being empathetic.
What difference, Leslie, what difference does it make if it's sympathy versus empathy? What difference does it make to the fact that they're raising money and they're putting it towards a good cause?
So for me, empathy means having a real understanding about the daily reality of being homeless. I don't think the CEOs are experiencing that.
Why do they need to experience it, though? What is this drive that the CEOs must experience, the real experience of being homeless? What do we then hope will happen?
For me, I would personally hope that we look at the systemic issues that lead to homelessness and deal with it from that place. It's about bridging the socioeconomic divides in our country. And right now, this cause or this intervention doesn't look at the longer systemic issues.
It certainly doesn't, but which initiative covers all the aspects? Is this not just a one part of a bigger thing? Maybe the question should be, is it detracting away from the cause of poverty in South Africa? Is it hurting, or is it supporting in its own little way? It's 40
so
million, 40 million little.
So this is why I say, for me, the CEO sleep out needs adjustment. It doesn't need to be scrapped. I think it is a good thing. But let's not say that we're being empathetic with homeless, because there's far more PR for the CEOs and all their networking between each other than there is on the actual causes. I'd also love to hear far more PR perhaps on what's being done afterwards and how it is contributing to the cause of alleviating homelessness.
Brent, you spoke about conversations. Leslie raises it again now. You say there are interesting conversations that happen between these CEOs on the bridge. So what? What then? So they've had the conversations. Give us maybe an insight into a conversation that happened last year that has resulted in something.
Okay, so CEO of IQ Business, Adam Kraker, was on the bridge last year, and I've got to interview him leading up to the CEO sleep out this year. He's a part of it this year, so he'll be on the bridge again, and his company is also a part of it from their side. They've invited a whole bunch of homeless people to, again, soup kitchen, the same sort of deal. What happened last year is, with him being on the bridge, he was talking to like-minded individuals who have corporate budget to be able to put into CSI programs, and he went back to his company the very next day, and he created a way to give back to what he believed was the root of homelessness and change his CSI to be in line with that. And a lot of CEOs do that. What happens on the bridge in the evening, they take back into their corporations, they filter it down, and it becomes a reality that is a little bit more sustainable.
Okay, so where I have further discovered is that not all CSI solutions create impact. So if it does, fantastic, but then what is the accountability of the impact that they're investing in? Because we could just be extending people, it's unsustainable solutions. It's putting a band-aid over current hunger, but it doesn't solve or create quality life. So it is good, but it's temporary and it doesn't create change.
Okay, thank you very much, Les. Keep listening to the show. Keep tweeting. I see you going ballistic on Twitter. Thank you very much. Rory, I have something controversial to ask you. Yo, and I don't know
when
if this is going to come
never,
out.
When have you never had something controversial
This is controversial.
To ask me.
This is controversial. Yes. I don't know if it's going to come out right, because I haven't thought it. So please forgive me. This is an observation from a very uneducated young man named Andrew. Mm. Right. If we admit, that I think we both do, that there is a problem in South Africa with white monopoly capital, mm. right? Most of the capital in South Africa lies in white hands. Mm. Most of the CEOs in South Africa that will be sleeping on the bridge probably are white, mm. right? And imagine they did something called the black sleep out, mm-hmm. where they were like, we're going to try be and empathize with black people, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But we're going to sleep amongst ourselves and then give the money to a completely different cause. Mm. Would we have a problem with this? And the answer is, of course we would.
Why are you asking me if you're going to answer your own question?
Okay, I apologize. Would we have a problem with this, Rory Sugg?
I don't know. So let's paint the scenario. White guys decide they're going to act black, and then raise money and then go and give it to,
and it's just a different type of way of fundraising. It's not a gala event, it's something different.
And then giving it to a white old age home. Would we have a problem with it? We probably would.
Okay.
We probably would. Is it the same thing? That's the question that we need to ask. Like, great example. Is it the same thing?
Komotso, what do you think? You're on air at the moment. What's up? How are you doing?
Not too bad, man. How's it going?
Good. What are your thoughts?
Cool stuff. I think there's been some interesting thoughts that have been shared. So there's this idea that keeps on coming up about awareness raising. And I'm wondering, actually, who this awareness raising is meant for. For as long as I can remember, there's been a lot of homeless people that we see every day on the streets of Johannesburg. But more importantly for me is to look at how this plays out in the context of the structural injustice that you find in our country. I'll give you a simple example. So I looked at some of the CEOs that were involved, and I noticed that, like, the CEO of Lonmin was involved in this stuff, you know? So that is good. You're raising a few millions to speak to this. But then just recently, your workers were saying that the amount of money that you're giving us is not adequate. And you said, we don't have any money. And now there's a conscience about the people that are sleeping on the streets, but not necessarily those who are working for you and creating that money for you. And I mean, I'm not mentioning this as a cover for all the other CEOs, but what I'm saying is, how does this play out in your view of the society that we live in? It's one thing to just be there and look good and have a whole lot of news bulletins around your company and get some good branding and make the money back for your one cold night out. I'm not a huge fan of this whole thing.
I'm battling with you guys that aren't, because I'm trying to just understand and I'm struggling to understand, why are we putting all of the problems, the structural inequality in society, on this one event, when it is one attempt at solving what is a broader problem, and basically partnering with others who are on the battlefront, playing their parts in their different spaces to make the change. This is not, no one has said this is the be all and end all of changing South Africa. It is a contribution. Why are we putting everything on this thing that it is not complete? It is not, whose initiative? Give me an example of an initiative in South Africa that is complete.
So I could name a number of organizations that are doing a lot of work with communities. So the point for me here is, when you go out there and have your name and so poor people have had this thing happening over and over again. So you have one or two people going to the likes of Soweto and other places, going to a Chisanyama, and suddenly, just as they are there, you see it on Facebook, and it's some kind of we are one with people. The point for me is, this is a structural issue, and if we have a genuine interest, this has to go beyond like some show off and marketing. And the bigger thing for me is that, so if you are a CEO, you represent a company, you know? So is that not really a way to either clear your conscience or put your name out there as this good brand that is conscious of the situation in the country? Again, what other initiatives are they involved in from a sustainable perspective that looks at the fundamental structural inequality that you find in the country? I mean, people are not sleeping the streets by chance. And when you raise this money, giving, and this point was made by someone else earlier on, that the money is not necessarily going to the same homeless people. It's going to foundations that either deal with education and other things like those. So if you are getting to me,
But Brent says that the approach, okay, he doesn't agree necessarily endorse it, but the thinking is that if we solve education, we will eventually solve homelessness.
Yeah, so it's not an instant solution. And tomorrow night, we're not going to wake up on Friday and South Africa is going to be a different world where everybody's going to have homes. Mm. It's going to take a lot more for that to happen. It's not just the CEO sleep out. You've just said it. It's not their responsibility. It's everybody's responsibility. And I think if you look back to a year ago, the CEO sleep out last year raised more than 26 million rand, which they gave to one organization. It was their beneficiary of choice, which was the Girls and Boys Town. And that's made the Girls and Boys Town sustainable for many years to come. It's put them in a position where they can look after kids who need it the most. This year, the direction was for education with the long-term investment in thought. That's what they believe. And I do believe in it. So I do subscribe to it. It will change the world. but it's South Africa, but it's going to take time. Mm. It's not just going to be Friday morning, wake up, and everything's different.
Yeah.
Can I make a comment just on that? So fortunately, I've done some work on this whole thing with education and unemployment. And this is the challenge with initiatives that seldom look at the structural nature of the problem. At this point in our country, back in 2012, in fact, we were sitting with 650,000 graduates who are not employed. You understand what I mean? You're sitting with people who are studying at universities saying that we can't afford these fees. And even then, when they finish with school, some of them are still not employed. So what I'm saying is to look at people getting into school as a panacea of the challenges that we're facing is just one thing. If the example I made earlier on, that you have people who are already working in a company, the people that are working in places like Sun International, which is involved in this, how much are they earning? Are they earning a living wage that looks at their kids being able to go to these same universities that the sleep out seeks to solve? Mm. So I think let's not look at it as just one thing, because we may be appeasing ourselves at the expense of poor people who are dealing with these things every day. You're going to go out there, there'll be cameras, there'll be media and everything, and then you're going to go back to your comfortable home and you would have forgotten about this thing, probably, if you are interested. So if people are interested, I think people will be involved. It's really, really disrespectful and in fact, arrogant for me, for people to go out there and appropriate what people are going through and look good and then go back to their comfort. It doesn't work.
Komotso, yeah. How then do we raise 26 million rand? What would be alternative? So this is supposedly the biggest fundraising drive in South Africa. Is it a statement? Is it a reflection of the CEOs themselves, or is it a reflection of the society that we live in that needs this type of drive in order to be able to raise the amount of money that's required? I mean, every day we're all asked to contribute to one thing or another. Has never been at this amount. Is it more reflection on us rather than on these CEOs that we need the theater in order to be able to back good initiatives?
First, let me disagree that we don't need a theater. Mm. We've had this conversation in a number of cases where. How do people perceive protests, for example? If people are saying we don't have water and they go out there and protest, how do we perceive that? When people in the likes of Limpopo are burning schools from frustration and things like those, how do we view that? That's the one part. The second part is let's not be too caught up with the money side of things. Of course, money is important. But what I'm saying is to just throw money at the problem seldom does it. You have a number of companies that have your corporate social responsibility. When they go out there and pay schools and a few things like those, go back to making money as companies. So I think to spend a lot of our time on the money is just one thing. Of course, I will not say that money is not important. Mm. Money is important, but I think it needs to be contextual. We can't just... Yeah.
Before we let you go, I just need to ask, would the world be a better place if the CEO sleep out was to cease to exist? Do you feel that the world would be a better place without it? Or do you feel the world would be a better place with it being amended? Or, you know, so you certainly don't agree with it. So is your solution to this for it to stop existing or for it to be amended in some way?
I'm quite indifferent on whether it stops or it continues, but the world will be a plastic anyway.
Okay.
Oh, goodness. All right, Komotso, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it and your thoughts. We are running out of time. Cheryl, I do see you. Unfortunately, we're not going to get to you because I want to just give some leaving thoughts to Brent, and then let's close it out, Rory. Brent, tomorrow you're on the bridge. You're actually broadcasting live. So if anyone wants to hear more about it, you can catch it on Cliff Central. Closing thoughts on this discussion.
Man, it's so controversial. And listening to people... I think everybody needs to focus less on the fact that they're sleeping out on the bridge and more about the money that they're raising and the fact that they're bringing to the forefront conversations like this where people can speak about how to create the solution. Remove the 26 million that was raised last year and Girls and Boys Town would not be in the position that they're in now. And I just think that we're picking apart something that is making a difference in South Africa. And you said it now, if the CEO of Sleepout ceases to exist, would it be better for society? The answer is no. They're raising money, and you can't negate the fact that there's 40 million rand being injected into whatever space needs it. Next year, if the CEO of Sleepout is still here, I'm sure they'll focus on another beneficiary, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of controversial conversations
Let me ask you a quick question on this. Are there areas that you think the CEO of Sleepout could improve upon in order, you know, based on the feedback that we've been getting from all the people?
Yeah, you know what? Everything can get improved on and everything can get better. But I can promise you for free and for nothing, if a bunch of CEOs were going to Monte Cassino in a gala dinner and raising money, there would be no conversation about it. So rather it be controversial and people trying to make a difference.
And that's Brent giving in to us for free and for nothing.
You can catch him on the good stuff. Tuesdays at 11, is that correct?
Switch me back on.
Sorry.
Tuesdays at 10, it's the good stuff on Cliff Central.
Look at you. Tuesdays at 10. Good luck, Brent. Rory, very quickly, we got to wrap.
I'm still confused by people who don't endorse this thing. I get it. So I get the arguments, but I'm saying, why are we putting all of the weight of societal inequality on this one event? Is raising money, I think it's a reflection of the society we live in. It's actually, I think, we would not be raising 40 million rand if it wasn't for the spectacle. Unfortunately, that's just the people we are. If you have a problem with it, there's a guy standing at the nearest traffic light. Give him money and prove that you would be willing to give money to this. We'd ignore him.
Isn't it just a symbol of what's wrong in South Africa? Well, Mandela Day,
society.
CEO Sleepout.
Society. You know, but it's not the CEOs, it's us.
No, but I know.
I'm going to drive past a hobo asking me for money.
But here's the thing, right? Mm. We talk about 23 million like it's a big amount. Mm. And yes, one could say that is a big amount. But as you've said to me before, 6.3 trillion rand goes through this economy. Mm. All right, in South Africa, 6.3 trillion rand. I can't even put the noughts in front of the comma. That is going to be 20 million rand.
But
the problem is, we are now converting compassion to money.
But
we're saying
that,
it's okay.
Is that the fault of the CEO Sleepout?
The CEOs have some kind of responsibility as leaders within corporate South Africa. And let's not mistaken, it's not always the mid to medium sized to small enterprises that are doing this. We're talking about the Absas. We're talking about the Nedbank. We're talking about the Investors. We're talking about all of these guys.
I hear you. You're plugging them for free on our show.
Well, at least someone's plugging us. You know, that's great. Ladies and gentlemen, CEO Sleepout is happening tomorrow. Check out the Twitter handle, CEO Sleepout, if you want to comment. I'm sure they'd take your comments and reply. Otherwise, keep listening to Frankly Speaking. We'll be talking more about South African dialogues you should be happening. And if you missed any of this conversation, hey, you just got to go to cliffcentral.com/Frankly Speaking. We'll see you later.
Jovicho.
Sure.
This is cliffcentral.com.